Η επιλογή του μαθήματος των αρχαίων ελληνικών στις δύο τελευταίες τάξεις του εξαταξίου γυμνασίου ήταν μια ωραία εμπειρία, μας λέει ο Σεμπάστιαν Σουόρτς, άσχετα με την πρωτιά του στις απολυτήριες εξετάσεις του 2015. Επέλεξε τα αρχαία ελληνικά γιατί είχε επιλέξει τα λατινικά σε προηγούμενα σχολικά χρόνια και ήταν, μας λέει, μια φυσική εξέλιξη να σπουδάσει τα αρχαία ελληνικά. Οι ιδέες των αρχαίων ελληνικών και τα νοήματα που πηγάζουν από τα αρχαία ελληνικά κείμενα, μας λέει, ισχύουν και σήμερα. Welcome, Sebastian. Or should I say in Greek, καλώς όρισες.
Hi.
Congratulations. You came first in the states of New South Wales in the 2015 Higher School Certificate in Classical Greek in both continuous and extension course. How was it?
Yeah, it was really interesting, actually. We had a very good pair of teachers at my school, which was Sydney Grammar School, and thoroughly enjoyed it, and I guess the result was kind of secondary to the actual things we learned, which were much more rewarding, I would say.
And why did you choose Classical Greek as one of your subjects?
Well, I studied Latin previously and I thought it would be a logical extension, which it was. And what appealed really was the fact that these texts that we study are, you know, many thousands of years old, but they have very applicable ideas to modern age and in fact discuss very similar issues which still have resounding relevance. And so it's that kind of universal nature of the issues dealt with in the text that makes the subject particularly appealing for me.
Ο Σεμπάστιαν μας λέει ότι δεν έχει σχέση με την Ελλάδα ή την Κύπρο, ούτε έχει ελληνικό αίμα, αλλά συνιστά, ανεπιφύλακτα, την μελέτη των κλασικών αρχαίων κειμένων σε άλλους μαθητές, γιατί η σημερινή φιλοσοφία βασίζεται στα αρχαία ελληνικά και σε αρχαίους Έλληνες συγγραφείς. Τα αρχαία ελληνικά έχουν σχέση με το σήμερα, αναφερόμενος ως παράδειγμα στον Πλάτωνα και στους σοκρατικούς του διαλόγους για υπακοή ή ανυπακοή των πολιτών. Τα θέματα αυτά, όπως μας λέει, ακόμα ταλανίζουν την σύγχρονη πολιτική σκέψη.
And do you have any relationship with Greece or any Greek blood in you or
no,
anything to
actually,
do with Hellenic civilization, Sebastian?
No, unfortunately, I can't say I do, but may well learn more as time goes on. I plan to visit sometime soon now that school's finished.
Right. So do you recommend the learning or the study of classical Greek by other HSC students, whether they are of Greek background or not?
Yes, absolutely I do. I think historically the classics have always been a central point of focus. I mean, obviously that's tailed off slightly in the modern age, but that's for a very good reason, because basically the foundation of Western literature and many Western schools of thought come from classical Greek texts and classical Greek authors and scholars. So I think it really is a very rewarding subject to study and something that has been studied for thousands of years. And so in that sense, you're quite connected to it, to a very old school of learning.
So would you say classical Greek is relevant to today?
Certainly, especially some of the things that Plato discusses in his Socratic dialogues, dealing with issues of morality and knowledge and the necessity to obey or disobey laws, especially in the Crito, which we studied this year. They're issues which, in fact, are still very readily discussed and nobody has the answers yet, even though we have, in fact, been deliberating on such issues for thousands of years.
Mm-hmm. Επιθυμία του πάντως είναι να πάει ένα ταξίδι στην Ελλάδα ή στην Κύπρο και να δει από κοντά τις αρχαιολογικές τοποθεσίες. Και από τις φωτογραφίες, μας λέει, του φαίνονται όλα πανέμορφα, και η Ελλάδα και η Κύπρος.
Now, Sebastian, I suppose you haven't been to Greece or Cyprus, and are there any intentions visiting those Greek-speaking countries?
Well, I hope so, actually. I think it'd be a nice extension of what I've been learning, and I guess I'll just have to save up, but it's certainly on the shopping list, I would say, for places to go.
And see some archaeological sites within those two countries, is that right?
Absolutely, yes. I think that those places are quite famous for a reason, and... Well, I've only ever seen pictures, but they look very beautiful.
Absolutely.
Τέλος, ο πρώτος μαθητής των αρχαίων ελληνικών στις απολυτήριες εξετάσεις του Γυμνασίου της Νέας Νότιας Ουαλίας πέρυσι, Sebastian Schwartz, μας διαβάζει ένα μικρό απόσπασμα από την Οδύσσια με την ερασμιακή προφορά, όπως την διδάχτηκε και διδάχτηκε να διαβάζει τα αρχαία ελληνικά με αυτό τον τρόπο στο σχολείο που φοίτησε πέρυσι.
Now, Sebastian, let's put you to the test. Can you read for the Greek program of SBS Radio a small extract for us of a classical or ancient Greek text and
sure.
Tell us what you read
sure, okay.
in English so, or in so modern Greek, if you like.
This is the first couple of lines from Homer's Odyssey, Book 6.
Mm-hmm.
So just after Odysseus gets washed up on the shores of Phaeacia. It reads, Hos homenenta kateode polutlas dios Odysseus, hupne kakamata eremanos, altar Athene, be res paekon andron daemon de polinte, hoi prin men poten aion en uichrechei huperiei, alcu cucoplemon andron huperopion.
Absolutely, with an Erasmian accent there, of course. Sebastian, good luck. Thank you very much for participating on the Greek program.
Yes, thanks very much for having me.